This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. A mass COVID-19 vaccine drive began Sunday in Europe. Pensioners and medics were the first lining up to get the shots and begin the end of the pandemic that has crippled economies and taken lives around the world. The European region of 450 million people is trying to catch up with the United States and Britain, which have started vaccinations within the last couple weeks. The European Union is due to receive 12.5 million doses by the end of the year, enough to vaccinate more than 6 million people based on the two-dose regimen. The companies are scrambling to meet global demand and aim to make 1.3 billion shots next year. South Africa's health ministry said the total number of coronavirus infections crossed 1 million on Sunday. That's since the country's first case in March. The grim milestone comes just 9 days after the country, the worst hit in the continent, reported 900,000 cases. U.S. President Donald Trump failed to sign a critical funding and pandemic relief package over the weekend. That means increased unemployment benefits and eviction protections expired on Sunday. The president has sharply criticized the legislation earlier this week and on Saturday indicated his continued objections to it. He reiterated on Twitter and last week that he believes most Americans should be given $2,000 rather than the $600 designated that is currently in the bill. President Trump's support for the larger checks has been seen as a rebuke to members of his Republican Party, which had resisted Democratic efforts to negotiate the larger payments. You can read more on this story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. authorities are continuing to investigate the Christmas Day vehicle explosion in the southern U.S. city of Nashville, Tennessee. They're looking for clues in a home about 18 kilometers from the blast site. Investigators suspect a link to a resident of the duplex in the suburb of Antioch. They say the person might have blown themselves up in the recreational vehicle that had been parked in an area filled with country music bars and restaurants. Authorities have described this as an intentional act and deliberate bomb. The Friday morning blast damaged dozens of buildings and sent three people to the hospital with what police are calling non-critical injuries. Gunfire as scare tactics did not keep Central African Republic residents from turning out in huge numbers to vote in the presidential and legislative elections on Sunday. That's according to the head of the UN mission. Rebel groups hostile to President Faustin Archange Touadéra have carried out attacks and threatened to march to the Capitol and disrupt the election after the Constitutional Court this month rejected several candidates, including former President Francois Bozize. Touadéra is seeking a second term. The incumbent is considered the favorite in the field of 17 candidates. Vote counting began on Sunday, and full provisional results are expected by the end of the week. The election will go to a second round if no candidates receive more than 50% of the vote. Niger began counting votes from an election that's expected to lead to the West African nation's first transfer of power between two democratically elected presidents. Results are expected in the coming days. A smooth handover would be a rare bright spot for a country that has seen four coups since gaining independence from France in 1960. Niger is also blighted by poverty and Islamist violence that has killed hundreds of civilians and soldiers in the last year alone. Brexit offers Britain a chance to do things differently in financial services, Finance Minister Rishi Sunak said on Sunday. But Britain will cooperate with the European Union on an approach to the sector despite little detail on the topic in the new trade deal. From January 1st, British-based financial services groups lose automatic access to the EU's single market, and both sides have said new market access must be negotiated outside of the trade agreement. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. Go there for the very latest. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.